Top of the second hour. Another one from the beginning days of MTV. I just got that kick today after I saw that. I want to cover these this crypto bunch in Saudi Arabia, Mohammed Ibn al-Wahhab, and these guys. Very shadowy beginnings with the British Empire and later Roosevelt, the petrodollar, this whole thing. Saudi Arabia elected chieftain over women's rights by the United Nations. So Saudi Arabia's appointment to the UN Commission on the Status of Women, CSW, is like making an arsonist into the town fire chief, according to UN Watch, a human rights organization monitoring the performance of the United Nations. Saudi Arabia has a poor record on advancement of women's rights and equality. Russia Today reports it's absurd. Hillel Nour, the UN Watch chief, said, "Every Saudi woman must have a male guardian who makes all critical decisions on her behalf, controlling a woman's life from her birth until death." Saudi Arabia also bans women from driving cars. Saudi Arabia was elected by a secret ballot last week by the UN's Economic and Social Council, having 54 nations as members. Saudi Arabia, along with Iraq, South Korea, and Turkmenistan, has been elected for a four-year term from 2018 to 2022 among the Asia-Pacific states. It was a secret ballot, but the math tells us that at least 15 of these member states of the UN voted to elect the Saudis to the UN Women's Rights Commission. All right? And so, I mean, it's just completely insane, the beheadings and the weirdness and all that. Mr. Producer, get clip six ready, and we're going to play that. And this is about the Saudis and their war on Yemen. And, you know, we've been reading about this for weeks and weeks, the starvation, the bombings, everything. And just crazy stuff. Let's hit clip six.
Saudi Arabia always gets a free pass on terrorism.
Thousands of people in Yemen have staged a mass rally in the capital city, Sana'a, in protest against Saudi Arabia's bombing campaign in the country. More than 10,000 people have been killed and 40,000 injured in the campaign to date.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia bombing the hell out of Yemen, killing women and children, starving the country from their arms embargo, right? And not a peep from the mainstream media, not a hiccup from the mainstream media. First of all, a little bit about Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, obviously, is a Western creation, a New World Order creation. You know, after World War I, leading up into World War II in the 1930s, Britain, the superpower of that time, created Saudi Arabia. Basically, they carved out a lot of pieces in the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia was one of the countries that Britain created. Now, Saudi Arabia has the same backers that Israel does. So it's a creation of the New World Order. And Saudi Arabia gets free reign on terrorism.
Pause it there for a second, Mr. Producer. Now, it's exactly true that the same people that back Saudi Arabia back the State of Israel. And basically it's Rothschild. And basically the money changers at the top of the pyramid of money changers. The Swiss bankers, the Basel boys. And then some people say these are, you know, you get into all kinds of things with the Swiss and conspiracy researchers. Oh, this is the Templars and this is the Pharaohs. These are where the Pharaohs ended up in Switzerland, you know, the descendants of the Pharaohs and so forth. And then Other people say it's the Templars in Switzerland, and the BIS is basically Templar banking. And then people argue about it. Oh, it's completely Jewish-owned. No, it's Templars and Catholic. You know, there's been this marriage, and I've talked about it since I came on the air, this marriage between global, you know, people that want a global hegemony, and whether it's going to be the Roman vision or the Jerusalem vision, you know, the fight goes on. Rothschild banks for, you know, is the keeper of the papal treasure, you know, many knights in the family, you know, the other Jewish families being papal knights and so forth, Annenbergs and so forth. You get into all kinds of weird stuff here. But this is it. So let's continue, resume.
Your arms off for kids if they steal, stone you to death if you're a lady and you get raped. Oh, no. Women, they can drive from 2 to 5 p.m. No, 2 to 5 p.m., the women can drive. It's okay. No, BS. This country is a prison for women. But yet, we back them, right? And the left obviously loves them. They just can't wait to put on their freaking burkas. Now, with Saudi Arabia, no matter who the president is, are going to work with Saudi Arabia, because this alliance goes back such a long time ago. And things that they have done and built and created, and the map that they've put out for their agenda has already been developed. The blueprint is there. So any president who gets into the White House is going to be presented with this blueprint saying, you can't go against Saudi Arabia. We planned this thing a long time ago. And Saudi Arabia agreed to the deal. And if they're not reneging on the deal, what the deep state is going to do and tell Trump, we can't renege on the deal.
All right, go ahead.
You know,
stop
Saudi Arabia is like a little golden goose in the All Middle East.
Now, what's funny is right after Pompeo comes in as CIA director, he gives the freaking Saudis a fighting terror medal. I mean, you know, it's just so ridiculous on the surface. Now, I know that this is multi-layered and multifaceted, and you know, the House of Saud is, you know, this kind of geopolitical chess piece and the whole thing, but it's just so sick that a guy comes out of the Congress, he gets named to be the CIA director, and he's got to go give the freaking Saudis a terror fighting medal, an anti-terrorism medal, these guys wearing their dresses and their little goofy headgear and all the rest of it. When basically they fund all these whack job madrasas all around the planet. And we've got to cover and I'm going to get into the role of Turkey here with Erdogan, but my gosh, this is the real, you know, and I was thinking about this. Think about this with the Khazarians, okay? This neo-Ottoman, it's really a sleeper beast, if you really want to think about this. The Khazarians are what? A mixture of what? Turk, Mongol, right? We've been reading about this race of Khazarians forever. They're Turkish. They are part of the Turkish bloodline. Now, whether they're wearing, you know, yarmulkes or whatever, you got to realize that this, and I've been reading some of these websites that have really been like focusing in on the Turkish angle from coming from places that where I've really, I think it's surreal for like the patriot radio circles, whatever you want to call it, alt-right radio, pro-white, any of these radio circles, Turkey's the real like sleeper in the equation here. And now with this latest thing with Erdogan, and then Trump calls to congratulate him. But Trump has a Trump Tower in Istanbul, right? Very interesting stuff, all right? So, but back to this neo-Ottoman sleeper beast is what I call it. Now, remember when Obama that had that basically an image of the altar of Pergamon, the altar of Zeus at Pergamon, which is basically the city where the book of Revelation, where it says Satan has his throne or his seat. and then it was in Berlin for a while. Basically, you know, Wally Schubot and some of these other YouTubers, Armageddon News, and there's a bunch of them, they've been calling Erdogan the Antichrist for years now. And I'm not, you know, it's interesting just to look at all these figures, okay? Jared Kushner's the Antichrist, and I got a clip, and I talked about that last week, and now other YouTubers are really just pushing this one because of his 666 Fifth Avenue property and him being like Trump's Svengali and being right near the White House. And remember that clip I played last week where Jones is like, yeah, they're grooming him to be the first Jewish president. He said it clearly. Very weird stuff. So you get these figures like Erdogan, though, this new caliph, the new Ottoman emperor, okay? And then Trump calling to congratulate him. But just keep your eyes on Turkey is what I want to say, because it keeps getting weirder and weirder with this country. And basically, some of these researchers, they've gotten into the Turks, and they get into the Persians and some of these other groups where basically the Turks have came in and usurped Zoroastrianism and some of these other systems kind of in a crypto fashion, to where, you know, it's like Turks running things. It's almost like a, you know, the way what a lot of people that research kind of crypto Jews, how they do things. But the Turks, they're really getting big here, bubbling up to the surface on the map here. So keep your eyes on Turkey. But, you know, so let's go through some more stuff here. Oh, I wanted to talk about, you know, Comey, okay, James Comey. Why is this guy still here? Okay, do they have him blackmailed now to the point where they could blackmail him into actually doing his job somewhat or to their liking? And I was thinking about this throughout the week. I was like, this Comey character, and a lot of people are wondering, why is he still here? And everybody wants to jump on the thing that it's proof that Trump is completely compromised by the very power structure that kept Comey there. And you got to look at it from another angle. Look at it as, okay, now this Trump's gang might have so many goods on Comey because of him running cover for the Clintons all these years, that basically Comey is blackmailed now into capitulation to do the bidding of the faction that's in there now. And that you got to look at it both ways. All right. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. And this is a weird stuff with Mike Pompeo and Julian Assange. Okay. I basically call this one WikiLeaks versus the world. And listen to the people at the end trashing WikiLeaks, saying that Assange needs to be assassinated and all the rest of it. But, and we all saw that basically, you know, Sessions and Pompeo, and now Trump, I don't know if he's given it really any lip service, but it looks like they're posturing to possibly go after Julian Assange now. After all of Trump saying he liked, I love WikiLeaks and all that during the campaign, now that he's sitting in office, and now WikiLeaks is going to turn the magnifying glass into what these guys got going on. And they're probably going to hack into all their skullduggery. Now they want to go after them and seize them as criminals. That's what it looks like on the surface. But you never know what they're going to do. There's a lot of head fakes going on right now out of this administration. And so a lot of people think that they know exactly what's happening, and they've got this thing pegged, and they've got it plotted. And you know what? The people that tell you that they know all this and they've got it pegged and plotted, they're legends in their own mind, okay? Let's hit clip 7.
Under Julian Assange has hit back at the new CIA director, Mike Pompeo, after he called for a crackdown on the whistleblowing group. Last week, Pompeo made his first speech in office, and he had a few good words to say about Assange.
WikiLeaks walks like a hostile intelligence service and talks like a hostile intelligence service. Ignorance or misplaced idealism is no longer an acceptable excuse for lionizing these demons.
Not holding much back there. Paula Sleer joins us live with more reaction. Hi, Paula. How's Julian Assange responded then?
Well, Julian Assange is one of the so-called demons, and he certainly has had his say in terms of what the new CIA chief said. He used his first speech in office largely to criticize extensively the WikiLeaks organization, and you have Julian Assange hitting back, saying that it is incorrect. I mean, that's putting it lightly, for the new CIA chief to suggest that WikiLeaks be stripped of First Amendment rights. In fact, he went even further, suggesting that the agency's modus operandi was one of lying, was one of misdirection, saying that the organization should not have the opportunity to behave as an arbiter. Now, all of this comes parallel to WikiLeaks releasing and continuing to release a series of secret CIA files that point to how the organization operates, essentially uncover its techniques. What is particularly interesting is that this is not the first time that there have been these kind of threats against WikiLeaks. We certainly saw similar threats being made against Assange and his brainchild by the previous administration, and those threats went so far as to actually suggest to eliminate them.
The United States do something to stop Mr. Assange.
We're looking at that right now.
He should be treated as an enemy combatant. WikiLeaks should be closed down permanently and decisively.
This guy's a traitor, a treasonist, and he has broken every law of the United States. The guy ought to be, and I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, the only one to do it, illegally shoot the son of a b-.
Now, there had been high hopes that a new administration in office would mean a new administration and hence a new approach towards whistleblowers. But certainly we're not seeing this materialize. If anything, we're seeing this new CIA chief openly calling for WikiLeaks to be shut down.
We have to recognize that we can no longer allow Assange and his colleagues the latitude to use free speech values against us. To give them the space to crush us with misappropriated secrets is a perversion of what our great Constitution stands for. It ends now.
Now, it's not clear at this stage how all of this is going to end. It is quite ironic that you have President Trump, who is making good on the threats of President Obama to strike in Syria. And so the question of the future fate of WikiLeaks is one that at this stage is up in the air.
Yeah, tough times yet again for it.
Paul, you could stop it there. So, you know, you got Bob Beckel, Newt Gingrich, Joe Biden, what was his name? Woolsey, all these people calling for basically Assange to be, you know, taken out, taken care of, stopped. I mean, when you got that kind of a gang talking smack on you, if Assange was Israeli intelligence, do you think all these characters would say that? You know, that's why, because a lot of people say WikiLeaks is Israeli because they don't cover the Jewish role in 9/11 and the, you know, Mossad and all that. But I mean, if you, all these guys just straight calling for this guy's death and it's an Israeli operation, and this could all be WWE theater on that level as well. I mean, this psyop we call reality is so multifaceted that, you know, they could be playing reverse psyop on us, all right? Now, I want to throw Trump under the bus a bit here. Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready, and we probably won't play it. Well, yeah, we're going to play it. We don't have time. We're going to play it after the break. Trump is hanging out with the Italian prime minister, and they're both standing in front of podiums, and basically, we know that a large portion of these boats full of migrants, and I'm not going to call them refugees, they're freaking migrants. 75% of them are black Africans. They're not like running from war zones that the United States caused necessarily. Not, I know we got AFRICOM operating in quite a few countries, and that's why they put Obama in, was to be the black face on AFRICOM's movements in Africa. But we'll talk about this on the other side of the break, and I'll play a clip.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back, Sinieri Radio. Now, we're going to see Trump take a freaking dump on the Italian prime minister, which I'm not happy with. The Italian prime minister is basically asking the United States for help in stabilizing Libya, because this is where all the idiots embark to come into Europe. And then the Italian boats, this is what's so screwed up. This is like a psyop right here. The Italian boats, a couple miles off the coast of Libya, pick these people up and bring them to Europe. And so the Italian prime minister wants to stabilize, asking for help to stabilize Libya. And he's probably, I mean, these guys, you know, the papacy and the black nobility and everything, they dictate what happens in Italy. And so, but let's just play the clip, and then I'll talk about it. Hit clip 8, Mr. Producer.
President Trump has rejected a plea from Italy to help in stabilizing war-torn Libya. During a news conference, the U.S. leader said there was no role for Washington there, just moments after Italy's prime minister had highlighted how important America's participation would be.
We need a stable and unified Libya. The U.S. role in this is critical.
I do not see a role in Libya. I think the United States has right now enough roles We're in a roll everywhere. So I do not see that.
Well, it appears that the Italian Prime Minister had good reason, of course, previously to expect U.S. assistance. Take President Trump's rejection standing at odds with recent actions. Earlier this month, of course, he approved that military airstrike in Syria, and he sent a warning message to North Korea, albeit a rather confusing one with his armada. Caleb Maupin takes up the story of where we are now.
We are losing.
Go ahead and stop it. Go ahead and stop it there. You know, we have no role, so Trump really went off on Obama and Hillary for overthrowing Gaddafi and throwing Libya into chaos. And the French were highly involved in this too. NATO, you know, so forth and so on. But it was you know, French, U.S., you know, French, North Africa, their history, it's long and dirty and crazy. But so we overthrow Gaddafi. We came, we saw, he died. You know, the hag. The whole thing, but now that Libya is in chaos, the surrounding countries are probably feeling the destabilization and the idiocy going on. The migrants are embarking, and there's supposedly 3 million of them ready to come to Europe. I mean, folks, this is the death of Europe. Trump should have said, "We have no role there. We overthrew this poor country." And we don't have any role there now. That's crazy to me. Now, that's one way to look at it. The second way to look at it is, like I was saying earlier, Trump knows that the Italian boats are just picking these people up like it's a ferry ride or something across the Mediterranean and bringing them to Europe. And so then, on one hand, the Italian prime minister is asking for help to stabilize Libya, but at the second hand, your government's down there picking up the refugees and dumping them into Italy and everywhere else, basically causing this genocide of the native Europeans and the implementation of the Coudenhove-Kalergi plan, Richard Coudenhove-Kalergi, 50, 60-year-old plan to basically make Europe a mixed race of basically Asian Negroid mixed race, resembling the ancient Egyptians, according to him. So maybe Trump knows about, you know, the skullduggery here and says, "No, we don't have a role because you guys are playing dirty here, and you're, you know, this is part of this EU Club of Rome, you know, hidden roots of the European Union, this Vatican." Basically, Jewish mafia wedding to, you know, and then the Ottomans, the Turks are involved in this. Look at all the Turks that flipped out, and then Erdogan's flipping out, calling everybody Nazis and all this. And these Turks, I guess, got to vote in two different countries, in Turkey in the last election to strengthen Erdogan, and then they vote wherever they're at in Europe. Dual citizenship, the whole nine yards, a stealth Ottoman dual citizenship. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles? Improved vision? Improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Bottom of the second hour. I'm gonna go into some of this stuff, but basically, let's see here. Let me find my article here. Okay, whistleblower directly involved in Khan Shekoon chemical attack. So that this chemical attack that supposedly happened. Now there's people saying it was a hoax and the rest of it. Iranian news is basically saying a Turkish dissident leader revealed that the pharmaceutical companies affiliated with Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government have provided the terrorists in Syria with sarin gas, reiterating that Ankara has been directly involved in Khan Shekoon chemical attack. Sarhab Golhan, the leader of the Moon and Star Party, was quoted by Sana news agency as saying that Erdogan is directly involved in the chemical attack and he is ISIL's current leader. So basically, And this is what's interesting when I saw that he is the ISIL's current leader, the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant. I've been seeing all these Islamic videos. Now, all this could be propaganda, I'm just saying. But what's fascinating is they're basically what they lean towards is saying that now that Erdogan has basically assumed this caliphate, this neo-Ottoman emperor, the caliph, the sultan of the Ottoman Empire, this new role. I mean, I'm reading all these things that are basically some of the Islamic community is calling him basically God and all this weird stuff and, like, you know, messianic terms and so forth and so on. Now, is this mistranslations to make it look this way and it's not really that way? How the hell do I know? But this is just what I'm seeing. But basically, they're saying now that the Islamic State is basically founded again, and they were actually going off at the end of World War I when the Ottoman Empire was basically smashed, saying now that it's resurrected and it's fixed. And so you can see how these people that want to play up the Islamic Antichrist angle are having a field day with all this, okay? Let's see. Meantime, head of Turkey's Socialist Workers Party, Turgut Kocak, or Kocak, has said the same side that had provided the terrorists in Aleppo with chemical weapons supplied their comrades in Khan Shakun with the same kind of weapons, and therefore they were sent by Turkey to the Syrian city. We know that 90% of the weapons in terrorist hands have been sent from Turkey, and we think that the terrorist groups in Idlib, which are led by the Turkish intelligence agencies, are the culprits behind the Khan Shakun incident. So that's kind of fascinating. Do you remember when Rand Paul was questioning Hillary Clinton, and she had those goofy glasses on, I think? And he's like, you want to tell me some, you know, what you know about weapon shipments from Benghazi to Turkey? And then she's like, Turkey? But this all kind of, you know, makes sense, okay? In relevant remarks on Saturday, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Damascus is 100% certain that terrorists get chemical weapons directly from Turkey, and there was evidence regarding this. Some of it has been shown on the internet a few years ago. You had many parties and parliament members in Turkey who questioned the government regarding those allegations, so it's not something hidden, Assad told Sputnik. All right? Then he said this. He further maintained they don't have any other way to come from the north, so it's 100% Turkey, Assad underlined. I mean, wow. And so, you know, Mr. Producer, I know you got clip 14 ready. Have that ready to go. Now, this is David Knight from InfoWars, and he's talking about Turkey. And he actually goes into this part where then now there's a Turkish national that sits on the New York board of the Federal Reserve. Very fascinating. So let's hit clip 14, Mr. Producer.
And I talked about this yesterday on the nightly news, this study that came out of Vienna, Austria, where a Turkish-born Austrian professor did a study looking at 10,000 children aged 2 to 6 who attended Muslim preschools. And he talked about how this radicalized them, how it tended them towards extremism, but also how it shut them off from the society in which they live. And I've said this many times. I've said the second generation is going to be far more dangerous in terms of a percentage of those who are radicalized than the first generation is. They don't know where they came from. They don't know the problems in that society, but they do know that they have been living in this ghetto of their parents' own making, quite frankly, because they don't want to participate in that society. They want to wall themselves off. They want to remain separate. And as they do that and they see that they're not prospering, the second generation, like we see in this situation in France, they get very resentful, very angry about that. That's why you see so many second-generation immigrants doing this type of thing. Now, we also had the election in Turkey that is now being disputed. Over 2.5 million Turkish votes are possibly manipulated, say international observers. The interesting thing, I think, about the Turkey election is that Erdogan doesn't really care about the EU. He doesn't really care about NATO. You know, he's calling the EU Nazis. Why? Because when he went there to campaign, as the New York Times points out, they called it the diaspora, the Turkish diaspora. What you're looking at is the takeover of Europe by Muslims. turning it into Eurabia. And when that's why he was there campaigning, because there were so many Turks there. I guess they get to vote in the Turkish election, plus they get to vote in the European elections. That's great. You get to vote in multiple elections there. But he doesn't really care about the EU. He's calling them Nazis because they said, no, we're not going to let you campaign here. He was going, interestingly enough, you talk about hypocrisy. The guy wanted to send his ministers to the European Union to campaign for dictatorial powers. That's what this referendum was about. And then he has the audacity to call the Europeans Nazis. I mean, he's campaigning for Nazi powers, and he calls them Nazis. But he's also not interested in NATO. Why? Because he understands that NATO is an anachronism. Donald Trump understood that until he got this crop of advisors in. But clearly he understands that it's an anachronism. He doesn't really care if they let him into the European Union, so he's throwing a lot of insults at them, because he's going to take over Europe with the Muslim group. And as I pointed out, this is a good example. As we look at the Turkish influence, we look at Fethullah Gulen here in this country and the charter schools. He gets $500 million worth of taxpayer funds for charter schools. Now, they're not explicitly religious here like they are in other countries, but he's got about 1,000 schools worldwide. And he's the opponent of Erdogan in Turkey, the civil war that's going on there. It's a good example of why we should not get involved in these foreign entanglements. Because as we see in Turkey, there isn't a good guy. We got Erdogan and we got Gulen, and they're both fighting over who's going to run a Muslim caliphate. Okay, Ataturk had created a secular Islamic state there, but Erdogan is moving it towards an Islamic state. And of course, Fethullah Gulen is an imam. He wants to move it in that direction as well. And so, we had an Ataturk who was there. He was kind of like Assad, who defended Christians and religious freedom. But we can't have that. We've got to have regime change. We should be careful about that. Turkey is a good example of that. And it's a country that we're not at war with. And as a matter of fact, we have there's a lot of control and connections of Turks coming into this country. I mean, we were just talking to Lee Stranahan. He spent a good deal of time in Twin Falls, Idaho, looking at the Chobani yogurt situation there and the aftermath of some crimes that were done by immigrants who were brought in by various food companies there. And as he was doing that report, he found that the guy who owns Chobani Yogurt, a guy who got $700,000 from small business loans — they were talking about crony capitalism here — what did he do? He used, he got $800,000, and he used $700,000 of it to lobby people like Chuck Schumer. And he now sits on the New York Fed. And when Lee called and said, is he a Turkish citizen still? They said, no comment. So,
all right, you can stop
it. Looks like
we've
got a Turkish citizen.
So,
establishment, like, globalist, internationalist.
I don't know what's playing there. Oh, anyway. So basically, we see the Zio control, the central bank controlled caliphate, on the march. Now you have a Turk sitting on the New York Federal Reserve. And so this goes hand in hand with the expansionist Israeli plan. Now, what was it, about a year ago, Erdogan was talking about the Muslim world needs to unite and march on Jerusalem, so forth and so on. Now, was that window dressing? Was that saber rattling? Was that just theater? Has Erdogan made this deal with the Israelis and Rothschild and the money changers? And is he planning on stabbing them in the back when the time is right? You don't know. But let's go over here to Shubat real quick. This is some funny stuff. And so here's the latest from Shubat. Germany and Turkey are creating the migration crises in Europe to bring back Nazism and to destroy Christendom. In the end, the Muslim Ottoman Empire will unite with Protestants to butcher Catholics and Orthodox Christians. I don't agree with that. They would unite with secular, weirdo, the types on the left of the political spectrum, as it looks right now. This looks like communism and the caliphate have made some sort of deal. The far left Marxist Bernie Sanders types of Europe seem to have the agreement with the Islamist types. And so And here's the next one. Marine Le Pen is a Nazi sympathizer and a part of the political shift towards fascism. Fascism is becoming fashionable. Well, it is, but I don't think Marine Le Pen, I think she's got a Jewish boyfriend, partner, whatever. I think this is kosher fascism a lot of people talk about, where it's just another management system and a steam valve kind of intellectual system, to where basically Europeans think, yeah, we're taking things back, but it's still just another layer of control, as Neo from the Matrix would say, is this another layer of control? And so when it, you know, you see this, and a lot of people are very they go off on the alt-right for being basically Zio alt-right without a lot of them even knowing it. And so this is what you have to always kind of keep an eye on with this kind of Trumpian kind of patriotic white resurgence. Is this just another kind of a corral move to take us to war, to think, yeah, you know, okay, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington are back, we're going to take back the Republic, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to restore what's been lost, when actually it's just another psyop. It's just another layer. But here's the problem with being a poo-pooer, and you poo-poo everything you see. Well, if you poo-poo everything you see and everyone you see, then you're never going to make any progress. And so you're just going to be out there. And sometimes you got to basically think tactically and think strategically and militarily. And sometimes, and this is what you're seeing here with Trump and the kind of skullduggery that we're all witnessing here. I think there's some things going on under the surface, to where everybody wanted to knee jerk after the Syria strike. And I do too. And I'm still pissed. And I think Trump hung his ass out in the breeze for impeachment at a later date, if certain factions want to do that to him by doing this strike on Syria, even though everybody got a Woody, like Lindsey Graham and a bunch of the Pelosi Schumer group. They're all happy that and Feinstein and the rest of them, they're all happy that he lobbed some cruise missiles into Syria. Now, Cernovich and these guys, they all basically said that we've got a whole crap load of ground troops sitting there moving from Iraq, basically, that's going to do something in Syria. And I hope this isn't the case. I hope Trump backs this plan off if that was the case. If Kushner and McMaster and some of the generals had this plan to do a quick decapitation of Assad, and hopefully the Russians would blink or something of this nature. I don't know. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to see Assad overthrown. Now, here's another article from the 20th. The leader of the resurrected beast with two horns will soon be sitting in the White House. So Trump is going to be hosting Erdogan on May 16th and 17th at the White House. Very interesting. Let's see here. Bible prophecy fulfilling at alarming speed. Turkey is declaring that they are the beast rising out of the dead. See this? I mean, they're even saying it, that this is the Ottoman Islamic State rising out of the dead after they were smashed after World War I. They're back. And so, like I was saying, people are having a field day with this angle. Let's see here. Let's get clip three ready, Mr. Producer. Trump has closed off the White House sidewalk, okay, out in front, where tourists come and they take their pictures. I've been there personally back in 2012. I've got some pictures in one of my old phones where I was all over D.C. And you can look at this one two different ways. He's closing it off because there's so many nut jobs out here, this Trump derangement syndrome, to where, and I have to say it's real. I'm witnessing it firsthand at street level. Basically, this election cycle, this psy warfare cycle has got people, I mean, snapping all over the place. And just, it's got some people bewildered. It's got some people ready to do violence. And so you have to realize some people are actually kind of, it's almost a deterrent effect now with some people's behavior, because they realize, oh my gosh, Trump's in office and it's not Obama, I can't get away with, you know, that's sunk down into some people's psyche. And so some people are like, you know, self-set, you know, regulating their behavior a little bit, but others, it's caused an almost a psychological break into some sort of other form of reality, to where they basically think, you know, there's a Klansman around the corner that wants to kill him now that Trump's in office. See you guys on the other side of the break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. Now, I was going to play the clip about the White House's sidewalk being closed, but I don't have the time. And so, but you got to look at the other angle. Is it because of the safety and, you know, all the, you know, incursions onto the White House property by the loons or the psyops or whatever was going on, assassination attempts, MK Ultras, whatever you want to say. here's something else. This was a real weird one. Is this preemptive basically because of what's about to happen next as far as a government shutdown or some other incident that we've got planned to preemptively just close this area off so it doesn't look like you're doing it right when the crap hits the fan, it's already done. So let's hit clip 26 real quick.
Now, does anybody remember that really odd message that showed up in September of 2016 on New Jersey's emergency alert system? It says Trump April 26th in it clearly. And April 26th is when this drill is supposed to occur, Operation Gotham Shield. That there is now overwhelming evidence is indeed a real thing. Again, I started this whole thing not believing in this in myself, but now it's starting to pour out from every direction. I've even been emailed by a couple of emergency room nurses that are involved in this, have been asked to be involved. And we've already got stories like this showing up. Con Edison and transit crews are working to determine what triggered an hours-long power outage that caused major subway delays in New York City. Do you see where this is going? And meanwhile, we've got the selected president, Donald Trump, shutting down the government, apparently.
Hey everybody, Dave Acton checking in. Here's your Friday afternoon situational awareness report. Just in time for the weekend, so you can't do anything about it. The White House has ordered all federal agencies to prepare to be shut down next week. Well, comrades, we're all in a state of euphoria right now because our agent in the White House, who knows? Does he work for China? Does he work for Russia? He certainly doesn't work for the American people.
So we have all that all tying in together right now. So I'd have to say, people that live in Jersey, New York, because certain people, including myself, will be prepared for this in any way possible. It doesn't mean run out screaming and yelling and telling all your fans. No one's going to listen to you. No one's going to listen if it actually happens as predicted. But again, Snopes has already come out. Snopes comes out against something. It's basically an approval stamp. You see what I'm saying? We're already getting news reports of power being shut down.
Go ahead and stop it, Mr. Producer. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, just like I didn't say with Jade Helm, but who knows? You never know what's... I mean, this, we're in uncharted waters. We have been for months. See you guys on the other side.
Natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go. My line of work, but I got a family and I feed them off of death. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my way for skills I'm knowing for.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.